弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
是不是还可以跟大家说新年快乐哈？
Can we still say Happy New Year?
因为我们上个星期的时候啊，还没有到新年哈。不过
Because last Sunday we were not Chinese New Year yet.
不过我们有个很美好的庆祝。
But we have a good celebration.
今天我们继续我们的彼得前后书的系列哈。
We will continue the series of the First Peter.
那么我们今天所看的呢，是在彼得前书的第二章。
So we're going to look at the chapter two.
那我第一开始到教会去做牧师啊，就遇到了一些个以前不知道的事情。
And when I start became a pastor, I have encountered some very few things that I have never had experienced before.
因为时不时的都有人到教会来要钱。
Very often will people come to church to ask for money.
有些呢是无家可归的，有些可能也不一定是。
And some were homeless, but some were with homes.
那第一开始我就看到说，哦，这个人为什么坐在教会的办公室里不走
？And so I've seen the person who sit in the office, refused to leave.
然后那秘书说他是来要钱的。
And then the secretary said because that person come after money.
我说那就给他点钱打发走了不就可以了吗
？So maybe just give him some money and let him go.
他说陈牧师不能给他们钱的。
And as a pastor Chen, you cannot give them the money.
因为给他们钱的话，你不知他去拿钱去买酒啊，还是买毒品呢
？And so you will give them money, you have no idea what they're going to do with that money. Maybe buy alcohol or drug.
而且你今天给他钱呢，今天一个，明天会来十个哈。
And if you give one today, and there will tomorrow will ten.
所以后来我就时间久了就知道怎么去对付这种情况。
So after a while, that I know how to deal those situations.
那么他们如果来到教会需要帮助的话呢，可能就会问他说，我没有钱，没有钱给你。
And if they ask come to church ask for help, we will say we do not have money to offer to you.
我可以给你买一个汉堡包哈。
And I will be willing to buy your hamburger.
我可以，你汽车需要加油，可以给你加一箱油哈。
I can fill out the gas for you.
那些人 pretty stubborn, 他们不要的哈。
And those people did not want those offers.
他就是要现金的。
They just want cash.
但是呢，所以他就坐在那里不走，可以坐好几个小时。
And they will sit over there for a few hours.
但是最后我们还是非常坚持，基本上。是不给他现金的。
But we are pretty they stick our principle without giving them any money.
所以这些人为什么会到教会来要这个现金呢？他觉得教会就是 suppose 应该帮助他这些。
And so why those people want to come to church ask for money? Because they feel that they're entitled. Church should give them the money.
其实没错，基督教向来是注重社会福利的。
Yes, Christian the church usually emphasize all those non-profit.charities.
那我们知道早期的这个宣教士到中国，他们就建了很多的医院啊、学校啊这种救济的东西。
So the early missionary go to China, they started a lot of schools and hospitals.
那在我们南加州的话，也有一个机构，大家也听说过啊，就是这个脚生。
And so there's one organization you probably heard of in Southern California called Harold.
那么李伟强牧师也曾经到过我们当中哈。
The pastor came to our church once.
那么脚生就是专门做社区服务的。
So Harold actually emphasized to do the community service.
所以呢，这他们差不多20多年了哈，做的是非常非常出色。
So they have done almost more than 20 years. They have done a really great job.
但是他们并不是教会。
But they are not church.
所以说，这就给我们一个概念，所以。那教会到底是一个什么样性质的团体
？So that gives a concept. What is church? What kind of organization is it?
所以，如果教会仅仅是做社会福利的话，那个不能构成教会真正的啊真正的特色。
So if the church only do the church work, that is not the main characteristic of a church.
那么，我希望我们今年。我们可以慢慢的走出这个新冠疫情的阴影。
I hope that this year we're going to step out of the shadow of the pandemic.
那这个也是一个极好的时期。
And this is probably a good time.
让我们大家一起反思我们教会的前面的道路应该怎么走。
And let's really reflect what is our future.
所以我们继续看彼得前书这个系列的时候，可以说这一段经文第二章啊，是阐述教会合一。目的和重要性的 重要经文之一。
So this is an extremely important passage talk about church unity and church.
这个经文虽然短呢，但是言简意赅。
And so even though it's very short, but has a lot of really important meanings.
帮助我们思考教会的本质所在。
And let's really think about what the fundamental of a church.
也就让我们的注意力能够更加能够集中在那个最重要的事情上。
So let's focus on the most important thing.
所以我们先来看，如果你有圣经的话，请打开彼得前书的第二章。
So if you have a Bible, please turn to chapter, First Peter chapter 2.
那彼得前书的第二章，我们来看第一节到第十节。
So we're going to read chapter 1 to verse 10. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
对，彼得前书的第二章一到十节，我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。所以你们既要除去一切的恶毒并假善嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，你才像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成灵宫。做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在西安。信靠他的人并不至于羞愧。
For in scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and a precious cornerstone, and to one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builder rejected has become the cornerstone.
又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。
So, and the stone that caused people to stumble, and a rock that made them fall, they stumble because they disobey the message, which is also that they were destined for.
他们这样绊跌也是预定的。
So they are destined for that.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君君的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
所以我们看到这段经文呢，一共十节，大概可以分成两部分。
So there's a 10 verse we divide into two parts.
那第一部分是从第一节到第三节。
The first part is from the verse 1 to verse 3.
那么论述了信徒属灵生命的成长。
And talk about necessity to grow spiritually.
那么第二部分是第四节到第十节。
And the second part is verse 4 to 10.
那么阐明了信徒的身份。
And clarify the identity of believers.
那尤其是第一节大概列出了有五种 这种啊恶习哈。
And the first one talk about there's a bad habits, five bad habits.
你像是恶毒啊、假善呢、啊、嫉妒啊等等这些。
And it's like a malice, deceive, and envy.
这些都是生活中常见的。
And those are things we see often in our life.
这些都会破坏人与人之间的关系。
And that will destroy the relationship between people.
那毫无疑问也会影响到团体的和谐。
No doubt that will affect the harmony of the group.
所以因此信徒应该将这些除去。
So therefore, the believer needs to remove those bad habits.
那么才能得以追求生命的成长。
Therefore, we can pursue the spiritual growth.
那如何才能够成长呢？
How can we grow?
我们来看第二节。
And let's look at the verse 2.
那这里就使用了一个特别贴切的比喻。
And there's a very special appropriate metaphor.
说信徒像什么？像刚刚出生的婴儿一样。
So the believer is just like a newborn baby.
那么爱慕那个纯净的奶
，and really eager to yearn for the spiritual milk。
这里特别讲到说灵奶
，and talk about spiritual milk。
而且讲到说，不是一切属灵的道理，而是要纯净的灵奶
，and is the pure spiritual milk。
所以大家都知道，这指的乃是神的话语
，and that means that's God's words。
所以一个蒙恩得救的人。他要成长就要靠神的话语来喂养。
A person who has been saved that in order to grow, you need to be fed by the God's words.
所以一个蒙恩得救人的证据啊，你得救的一个确据就是渴慕神的话语。
So the evidence that someone who is being saved is that that person really thirsts for God's words.
就像那刚生的婴儿一样，你把他抱在母亲的怀里，他吃奶怎么样？他马上就会吃的哈，而且是拼命的在那里啊吃啊吃啊，因为他很饥饿。
So just like a newborn baby in mother's arm that is hungry for mother's milk.
所以啊，一个真正得救的人，他看到了神的话语，他有一个渴慕的心。
And so a person who is truly saved that and see God's words and eager for God's words.
所以有的时候我们常常会说，这个人啊有没有得救啊？那个人有没有得救啊？
And sometimes we say, oh, is this a person saved or that person saved?
但是一个得救很明显的确据就是这个人有没有那个对神话语那个渴慕的心。
One true very obvious evidence is that person thirsts for God's words.
所以这是一个明显的证据。
And this is a very obvious evidence.
那第二节就讲到因此渐长以致得救。
So then you talk about then you start to grow and became saved.
有人看到这句话就有疑问了。
And so somebody say, how can that be so? People might have a question for it.
我是基督徒，我不已经得救了吗
？So if I'm a Christian, shouldn't I be saved already?
为什么这里都讲到说还要增长才能够得救
？Why here talk about you grow to your salvation?
我想这个概念哈，是我已经讲过几次了哈。
And I will talk about this concept a few times.
因为在新约圣经里面啊。不论是保罗也好，彼得也好，哈。
And so in the New Testament, no matter is Paul or Peter,
那么得救从来就不是从你信主的那一刻就完成的。
And so the person is just is not complete process that day when you became a Christian,
而是在你得救的那一刻开始的。
And it start beginning when you became a known Christ.
这个是我们在美国的这个福音派的基督徒。教会常常会忽略的一个
，and this evangelical church very often neglect this area.
所以得救是一个过程
，and this is the process.
是一个不断努力进取的过程
，and is a continue to work on process.
而且最终要得到完全的时候，是我们在将来的某个时刻
，and that will be mature on one day.
所以。彼得这里来勉励小亚细亚的信徒。
And so the Peter is here to encourage the minor Asian believers.
你们已经得到了神的恩典。
You have received God's grace.
有这么尊贵的身份。
You have such a noble identity.
那么你们应该不断的追求在主里面的成长。
You need to continue to strive to mature.
我想这个信息。不单对当时的信徒，对我们今天的信徒同样是重要的。
And this is important, not only important to the believer at that time, also important to us.
教会是由信徒组成的。
And the church is composed of believers.
但是教会却不是一个属人的团体。
But this, the church is not only belong just a group of people.
因为它是一个一群特殊的人组成的。
And this is a special group of a special people.
那么教会的根本呢，就在于造就这些信徒的身上。
The church is a fundamental to actually to disciple believers.
使这个信徒成为一群圣洁的人，一群讨神喜悦的。
And so this group become a group of holy and pleasing God.
所以教会的目标呢，从来不是应该在外在的东西。
And so the goal is never anything else outwardly.
可能这些外在的东西也很重要。
But those outwardly maybe is important.
那么比如说建筑啊。
For example, like the buildings.
那么教会是不是也应该有这个财务的事情呢
？And also financial.
那教会也应该组织很多的活动啊。
And should have a lot of activities.
但是我们不要忘记，教会根本存在的目的是要为耶稣基督来塑造门徒。
So the most importantly is that the existence of a church is to actually continue to train disciples.
所以我们看到第四节第十节这一部分彼得就告诉我们教会的新的身份是什么。
And so the verse 4 to 10, the Peter tells us what is our identity of church.
教会是新的族裔。
And it's a chosen people.
新的国度。
New kingdom.
具有高度高贵的身份。
With a noble identity.
特别注意到这个身份呢。不是适用于个人的
，and this identity is not only used for an individual，
乃是适合于一个集体的
，and is for the whole group。
你看这里，保罗讲的是你们，你们，这是个复数
，and so is a plural. Talk about you is more than one。
那讲到这四个不同的身份的时候，这每一个都是个集合名词
，and so this is a collective of four different identities。
所以呢，关于族类、国度和子民，这都是个整体的概念。
The chosen people and the kingdom is a new concept.
这个概念对于当时犹太人来说很容易理解的。
And that this concept is very easy for Jews at that time to understand.
因为犹太人的传统跟我们华人的传统比较相近。
Jewish traditions are very similar to Chinese.
他们重视家庭观念。
And they emphasize the family.
也很注重这个团体的观念。
And they only emphasize the group.
那么我们在美国的生活呢？美国是比较强调个人主义。
And in America, when you live that, we emphasize individualism.
所以，当我们知道这个信仰是一个团体的概念，这对我们来说是一个挑战。
So when a concept of a group, the believing and is a group concept is hard to understand.
所以，这个团体在我们信仰生活中的这个作用啊。是不可以忽视的。
So we shouldn't neglect how important as a group to live together.
所以呢，健康的教会就自然要照顾到这个会众的属灵生命的需要。
So the very healthy church, we have to focus on the spiritual growth of individual.
那么门徒训练就是一个很重要的一个平台。
And so a disciple training is an extremely important platform.
所以呢。我们在这个教会的这个团体当中，我们追求属灵生命的成长，这样就有一种得天独厚的这种条件。
So that's why that we since that we this extremely important platform, so we have opportunity to grow spiritually in the church.
那么美国有一个著名的基督教的牧师，他也是个作家。
And there's a very famous author who is also a pastor in America.
他的名字叫浮士德、啊、
And his last name is Foster.
就 Richard Foster.、啊、
And Richard Foster.
那他在80年出过一本书叫做简朴生活的真谛。
And so he wrote a book talk about
Celebrity of Simplicity.
Oh, Celebrity of Simplicity.
Celebration
of Simplicity.
Yeah. Okay. 那这个书在美国非常畅销，非常影响了很多基督徒的生活。
He has influenced a lot of people. It was a very popular book at that time.
所以他曾经讲过哈。
He once said,
他说浮浅呢，就是这个时代啊的一个诅咒。
And so the superficial has become a curse of this generation.
这种要求要立刻得到满足的这种教条啊。
So we want to have an immediate satisfaction.
成为我们当今社会。这个属灵问题的一个最大的困局
，and it become the stuck us in this situation.
不论我们做什么，我们要立刻马上就要得到。
And whatever we do, we want an immediate gratification.
这个在属灵的生命当中是几乎不可能的。
But that's not possible in the spiritual life.
但是这是我们的文化。
But this is our culture.
那有一个朋友，他是在这个大学里面做这个 tutor 的。
And so a friend of mine that is a tutor in a college.
他就跟我分享，他说很多人找他去辅导功课的是什么时候呢
？And so, when's the time when people ask me to tutor?
考试的时候，对，没错。
Right before they have a test or exams.
我明天就有考试。
And tomorrow I'm going to have a test.
立刻，马上，今天你要把这个问题给我解决。
So I need you right now to solve my problem.
所以，如果你去选一门课，你的目的不是学习这个。功课掌握这个知识的话
，When you take a course, is not just want to learn about the knowledge of this course，
而就是立刻马上我要把我这个考试度过了就好了。
And so my goal is just to pass the class。
所以这种倾向有的时候来到教会，我们也是这样的哈。
And so you see this tendency in the church as well。
我们要立刻马上。你给我祷告，我马上解决问题。
And so we have the immediate gratification. Then if I have a problem and pray for me, then my problem is solved.
但是要知道，这却不是上帝在我们生命中工作的一个方式。
But this is not God's way in our life.
刚上帝不是马上把我们生活中的问题全部解决掉。
And God does not resolve our issues immediately.
他却要跟我们在一起来走过这一段，经过这个困难。和痛苦的过程。
He want to walk with us during this very difficult path.
所以这就是为什么我们讲的门徒训练能够达到这个目的。
And so that's why the discipline training can achieve this goal.
所以我们要花时间一步一个脚印的在主里面追求成长。
So we need to spend the time one step at a time.
那么怎么样具体去做呢？我们来思考教会的这个特性的时候，我们知道教会不但以培训门徒为主。
And so beside that, we have a disciple training.
而且在整个推动我们门徒训练这个过程当中，我们是什么样？我们是要以基督为本的。
And so beside we promote this, that we is a God is the center of this.
我们看到第九节哈，讲到有四个头衔哈。
And so let's look at the verse nine has four titles here.
那么这四个头衔的话，都是来自旧约以色列人的职分。
It's all came from the Old Testament that Israel.
所以呢，是族类、祭司、国度和子民。
And chosen people, royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession.
那么其他前面的修饰词，我们来看一看。
And those modifier, let's look at it.
是被上帝所拣选的。
And those are being chosen by God.
那么第四个也讲到说是属神的。
And belong to God, God's possession.
显然这个原意都是为上帝所拥有的。
And so that belong to God.
那后面又第二个职分和第三个职分讲到君尊和圣洁。
And talk about the holy and the
royal.
And loyal.
Yeah, 这两个都是神的属性。
And those are attributes of God.
所以呢，我们从这里可以看到教会是属于上帝的。
So we know the church belongs to God.
切在上帝的掌握之中。
And it's in his control.
所以我们基督徒拥有非凡的尊荣。
Yet the Christian have an extraordinary honor.
这个尊荣不是我们自己赚来的。
But this is not what we earn.
乃是我们从神那里面取得的。
And that's what we receive from God.
就好比啊，我们移民来美国一样。
It's just like we immigrant to a United States.
那我移民来到美国，我就拿到了我美国公民的，我申请公民成了美国公民的身份。
So I become American citizen.
然后我的女儿呢，她也是自动的变成了美国公民。
So my daughter will become automatically became American citizen.
她不需要单独再去申请。
She did not need to apply individually.
因为我是她的父亲，我是美国公民之后，她就衍生也就成了美国公民。
Because I'm her father, so automatically she will receive become American citizen.
所以同样的道理，我们基督徒这个身份不是我们自己赚来的。
And so same thing that our identity is not something we earn it.
乃是从基督那里面衍生而来的。
And it's extension from Jesus Christ.
所以教会就应该以基督为本。
And so the church should be the center of Jesus Christ.
所以基督的心意高于人的意念。
And His heart is above our heart.
基督的道理超越人的教条。
And His teaching is above our teaching.
所以我们做门徒训练的时候，我们知道我们不是为自己培训门徒。
And so it's not for us to do a disciple training.
我们不是搞了一批人，他们要天天跟着我们走。
And we will organize a group to follow us.
那个不是门徒训练。
And that's not disciple training.
我们要训练的人是他们要知道怎么样跟随基督去走。
And we need to disciple, we train those people to follow Jesus Christ.
我们来看一下这个 PPT 哈，有一个表格哈。
And so there's a chart right here.
这个就看到说基督是什么？基督是活石。
And talk about Christ is the living stone.
所以第四节讲到基督是活石，那第五节就讲到信徒怎么样？也是活石。
And talk about Christians also as a living stone.
基督是被人所弃的。
And so verse 4 talk about reject by man.
那么是。基督徒呢是被这个世界所弃。
But the Christian were rejected by the world.
基督是所拣选的所宝贵的。
And so Christ was chosen and precious.
我们也有同样的身份。
And we are same, we are precious.
下一章是英文。Yeah, 我们看到这两个就是说明了我们的身份是从基督是密切相关的。
So our identity came from Christ.
这里除了提到基督是活石以外，这一段经文呢还提到了三个不同的石头。
And so besides we talk about Christ is a living stone, also talk about three different other stones.
所以彼得是用一个建筑物的概念来做比喻我们属灵生命的成长。
And Peter is using the building, a building to describe our life.
那除了活石呢，基督还是房角石。
And besides the living stone, and verse 6 talk about a cornerstone.
那么就是头块的石头，第七节
哈。First stone.
那么当时以色列人盖房子呢，他不是用木头哈。
And so usually when they build a building, they're not using a wood.
那么在美国，我们知道建房都用木头哈。
And very often here we use a wood.
在中国呢，我们建房都用什么？用砖，对不对
？And so we use a brick in China.
不可能，我们没有这么多木头嘛哈。
But we don't have a lot of woods here.
那么这里面呢，他就用木头来建房，但以色列人是用石头来建房。
Jewish people use the stone to build houses.
因为他们没有很多的木头。
But because they did not have a lot of wood.
那么你要找很多的木头，你要跑到很远的地方。
So you, if you need wood, you have to go far away.
那最便宜、最实惠的就是石头。
The cheapest one is the stone.
我想裴牧师是不是这样的？裴牧师应该知道哈，他去过。
Pastor Ray should know that.
Yeah, 所以他们。这个房角石是什么？就是一个最重的石头，一个最重要的石头。
The cornerstone is the heaviest one and the most important one.
是一幢建筑物的根基。
Is the foundation of the building.
所以彼得这样讲，当时的听众他们一听就明白了。
So once Peter say that, and the audience understand immediately.
基督是房角石，是头块的石头。
Jesus is the foundation, is the cornerstone.
那么。除了这个头块的石头，第三个是讲到对于不信的人，那么基督是什么？是绊脚石。
And for those non-believers, that the stone become a stumbling block.
因为他们拒绝基督，最终的结局乃是灭亡。
Because reject of Christ, so their final ending is a perish.
所以我们看到这里面，我们基督的徒的尊贵的身份，这是来自上帝的荣耀。
And so our royal priest, the identity is coming from glory of God.
这是一种至高无上的荣耀。
That's the highest glory.
没有世界上任何其他的东西可以比美的。
Nothing can compare from this world.
所以基督徒我们应该有自信哈。
And so the Christian should have a confidence.
不过我们的自信呢，也得跟我们的能力相匹配。
So our confidence should be.Should be relative to our ability.
所以我们的自信如果不是没有能力匹配的话，你的自信就不可能真正达到目的。
And self-confidence without ability that cannot achieve the goal.
那比如说我如果说我有自信，我要打破100米的世界纪录哈。
And so you have self-confidence, I will break the world record of a 100-meter dash.
啊，你要知道你的年纪啊，你的身体的体力啊，你过去的训练的情况，你这 有没有那个可能。
So is that possible with my age and then my ability and, you know, all that factors?
所以如果没有这个可能，你自信说我要打破世界纪录，那是不可能实现的。
If it's impossible, even though you still have self-confidence, that's just impossible.
那我们的自信来自于在基督里面的身份。
And so our self-confidence is coming from identity in Christ.
那这个自信是建立在神的能力之上。
And this self-confidence is built on Christ.
所以教会呢也应当是充满了能力。
And so church should be full of power.
所以我们做推动门徒训练不但也是以基督为本。
And so disciple training is not only to have, should be, have a Christ as a foundation.
而更重要的我们是要什么，要有从基督而来的能力。
And most importantly, we need to receive the power from the Lord.
那教会怎么样能够充满能力呢？
How can a church to demonstrate power from above.
我们来看这段经文，彼得三次使用了这个灵性的这个词。
So Peter three times used this word spiritual.
做来修饰其他的一些基督的道理。
And to modify all those teachings.
第二节他说是灵奶。
Verse 2 talk about spiritual milk.
我们知道这是指神的话语。
And means that God's words.
第五节他讲到是灵宫。
Spiritual house.
这是讲到说基督的教会。
And talk about God's church.
那么后面还是在第五节他讲到了灵祭。
And spiritual sacrifice.
这是讲到了基督徒的生命。
And talk about life of Christians.
所以由此可见教会首先是一个什么，是一个属灵的团体。
And so therefore church is a spiritual group.
除了这个属灵的之外，彼得还喜欢用一个活的这个词。
And beside the spiritual, Peter liked to use the word living.
我们看在这几节经文里，他三次使用了活，就是包括第一章我们读的。
And so the Peter used the living three times, including the chapter one.
那么在第一章他就讲到有活泼的盼望，对不对？
And lively living hope.
那么在第一章的二十三节讲到活泼长存的道。
And living and enduring words of God.
那么这里又讲到了活石。
And here talk about living stone.
那活石是用来建造灵宫的。
And so the spiritual, living stone is used to build a spiritual house.
它的意思就是说充满了一个属灵的活力。
And that means that filled with a lively, with a vitality.
所以他告诉我们一个道理，这个教会是应该活的。
And so talk about teaching us that the church should be very lively.
不是死的。
It's not dead.
那就说教会是一个充满生命力的团体。
And church should be full of living with vitality.
所以我们基于这些个启示给我们，我们可以知道说教会不是一个慈善机构。
So from those revelations, we know the church is not just a charity organization.
当然我们可能会帮助有需要的人。
Of course, we need to help the people we need.
我们也会为受灾的筹款啊等等做这些事情。
And sometimes we do a fundraising for maybe for disasters.
但这不能改变教会的性质。
But that cannot change the foundation of the church.
那教会也不是一个宗教的组织。
And it's not just it's not a religious organization.
因为它不是以宗教活动还有推动在社会中的影响力 为主要目标的。
Because we are not a religious activity to promote social influence.
所以教会更不是一个社团的组织。
And it's not just a social organization.
你说比如说是同乡会啊同学会啊这种。
Like an association of a hometown or maybe like a high school association.
因为社团的目的它是服务他这个成员的来需要来做
的。Sometimes those associations try to serve the needs of the members.
所以教会当然会照顾我们成员的需要。
And church should definitely take care of the members of the church.
但这不是教会存在的目的。
But that is not the reason to be exist.
所以教会既有上帝的权柄，那就应该彰显上帝的能力。
So if church has authority from the God, we should show, demonstrate the power of the God.
只有我们充分的依靠这个从天而来的能力。
So only we can rely on the power from above.
我们才能真正的能够达到 教会所存在的目的。
So we can fully achieve the existence of the church.
那就是为耶稣基督培训门徒。
And it is for the Lord Jesus Christ and to make disciples, to make disciples.
那你们大家有些人可能知道我是达拉斯神学院毕业的。
Many of you know that I graduated from Dallas Seminary School.
那达拉斯神学院差不多也快将近100年的历史，1924年成立的。
And it started 1924, has almost 100 years history.
那么在这个学校最开始的时候，其实他们什么都没有的啊。
And when the school started, they had nothing.
他们几乎没有资金，也没有资源。
They have no funding, they have no resources.
但是呢，他们就是有一颗这样特别真诚的心，他们要为神国去培养、培养这个牧师啊，传道人等等。
And they have a heart that they want to train pastors and ministers.
所以早期他们开始的时候呢，条件非常艰苦。
And at the early stage, it was very difficult.
那么几乎是这个教授跟学生是住在一起的。
And the professor lived with the students.
因为根本他们没有钱去别的地方住哈。
And because they really don't have the money to live somewhere else.
但是正是因为如此啊，他们那个老师跟学生之间啊，就有非常密切的关系。
But because that, the student and the professor are very, very close relationship.
所以在一起，他们同吃同住，一起去学习，一起去操练。
They live together, they study together, and then and they learn together.
所以早期那几批的那学生毕业出来之后，后来都发现都成为了在美国以及世界各地的这种宣教士啊、传道人，还有神学院的教授等等一些骨干了。
And so they become after the early graduates become the backbone of many churches in the world.
所以在整个这个美国的影响是非常大的。
Has a huge impact in the world.
根本的原因就在于他们不只是传递一个知识而已。
And so the fundamental reasons they are not just only share a knowledge.
他们传递的是一个生命。
And they're sharing a life.
所以这就是门徒训练要做的。
And this is what the disciple training need to do.
所以我们教会去年跟今年的主题都是什么？大家还记得吗？以生命影响生命。
So the theme is life affecting lives.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就是我们的目标哈。
And this is our goal.
我们中岸教会已经走过了40年多的历程了哈。
And so Chinese church has been almost 40 years of history.
然后我们教会也会有这个很大的这个成就哈。
And we have probably accomplished quite a bit.
那么我们这些成就都是应该是对神的国度的贡献。
And those are the contribution to God's kingdom.
那当现在我们来思想怎么样面对所谓的后疫情时期，我们教会应该怎么做的时候。
And now we're really ponder what we should do post-pandemic.
我们应该很好的来思想我们前面的方向。
We need to think about the future direction.
彼得借着这段经文提醒我们基督徒那个尊贵的身份。
And so the Peter really reminds us our royal identity.
也提醒我们要在这样一个教会团体里生活里面怎么样去追求属灵生命的成长。
How do we pursue the spiritual growth in the church?
所以我们教会门徒训练因为疫情的关系本来说去年要做，我们一直在推推推，还一直推到现在。
So we have been delayed the disciple training, but because due to pandemic, then we have been delayed.
我们希望说二月份应该是我们重新开始起步的时候了。
And so we decided that we're going to start again in February.
返璞归真哈。
And so go back to original.
那么教会要重新调整我们的目标。
And we continue to readjust our goal.
使我们更加有力的来发挥这个作用。
And so we have a more power in the church.
所以我们鼓励弟兄姐妹来参加门徒训练。
I really encourage you to be part of a disciple training.
那么有一次牧师们在一起开会的时候哈。
And there was one time there was some pastor get together, have a meeting.
有一个讲员呢，他就跟着牧师讲。
And there's one speaker share that with the other pastors.
他就说呢，啊，我牧养的教会呢，有一个叫 Joe 的人。
And there's one person in our church. His name is Joe.
他就讲到，他说他信主呢，已经有二三十年了。
He has been become a Christian for 20-30 years.
他每个星期天很早就会来到教会。
Very often come to church very early on Sunday.
他就会把教会的桌椅都摆好。
And he will arrange all the chairs.
然后呢，他就是。总是最晚的那一个离开哈。
And he was always the last one to leave.
他就会把教会所有的事情都安排好。
He will take care of all the business in the church.
教会有需要的时候，这牧师就会打电话找这个舅来解决问题。
And so whenever church needs something, we'll call Joe.
他知道舅是可以依靠的。
Because Joe is dependable.
教会有什么需要，他都会全心全意的来做。
He will try his very best, try to help the church.
然后这讲员就问所有的牧师哈。
And so the speaker asked all the pastor.
你们谁想要这个舅到你们的教会去
？Who do you want Joe to come to your church？
大家全部举手。
Everybody raise their hand。
我们都需要，我们哪个教会都需要这样的人。
Every church needs people like Joe。
然后这个讲员就跟你们，跟我们所有的牧师说：“那你们回去你们的教会去做门徒训练。
”And so you go back to your church to do disciple training。
因为这样的人啊。不会是天生的哈。
And those kind of people were naturally, was born naturally.
那么就是我们要经过门徒训练来培养出来。
We have to do disciple training to have a people like that.
我们感谢主，我们的教会虽然不是个很大的教会。
I'm very thankful, even though our church is not a very big church.
你看我们教会却有很多的弟兄姐妹来热心的参与服事。
But then we have many faithful brothers and sisters participate in church's work.
所以。当我们的同工说：“哎呀，我们人手不够啊，好像很多的事情要做。”
And very often our coworkers saying that we have so many things to do, we don't have enough manpower.
我说我感谢主，我们教会已经有相当高比例的弟兄姐妹参与服事。
But I'm very thankful we have a very high percentage of people participate God's ministry.
你看，我们现在不但可以提供这个 in person 的这个聚会
，So besides we can meet in person，
那我们也可以有网上的聚会。
We also have a Zoom available。
所以我们为此要特别的感谢神。
We really want to just thank for give all the thanks to God。
我们也鼓励弟兄姐妹，我们一起来彼此的扶持。
And so we encourage each one of us to support each other。
我们在神的话语上面扎根。
And build God's words。
我们追求属灵生命的成长
，and pursue the spiritual growth。
我们在今年通过这个门徒训练当中，我们真正能够达到以生命影响生命。
Through disciple training, so we can life impact, affect life。
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together。
天父上帝，我们为教会来感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for our church。
因为我们知道教会是神的肢体。
Because the church is the body of Christ。
是主你在我们当中的恩典
is the your special grace among us
让我们能够操练我们的信心
we can continue to exercise our faith
我们让主你在我们身上的心意得以完全
so your heart will be realized in our life
我们为教会所要推动的门徒训练事工我们交托在你的手中
we put our disciple training ministry into your hands
我们愿主在我们当中所做的奇妙的工作
So you can do the miraculous work
借着我们弟兄姐妹彼此的互助
And through the support of each brother and sister
我们能够在信仰上更加的扎根
So we can continue to build roots
我们能够使我们的生命能够更多彰显出主耶稣基督的荣耀
So we can demonstrate your glory in our lives
愿主你祝福我们的教会
And continue to bless our church
祝福我们在座的弟兄姐妹
And bless every one of us here.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.